Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've covered a lot of ground on finding cash flow markets, from identifying markets with attractive characteristics to understanding secondary versus tertiary markets, to analyzing population and job growth, to calculating rent-to-price ratios. Today, we're wrapping up the week with a topic that's essential for many cash flow investors: out-of-state investing. Here's the reality. For many investors, attractive cash flow opportunities may be found outside their local market, depending on where they live and their investment criteria. If you live in a high-cost coastal market or a rapidly appreciating Sunbelt city, finding properties that meet your desired cash flow goals may be more challenging in some higher cost markets. But that doesn't mean you can't build a cash flow portfolio. It just means you need to invest where the opportunities are, which often means investing out of state. Out of state investing opens up opportunities in markets across the country, but it also comes with unique challenges and requires different systems and strategies than local investing. Today, I'm going to explain why out of state investing makes sense for cash flow, the challenges and risks of remote investing, how to select the right out-of-state market, how to build a reliable local team, systems for managing properties remotely, common mistakes to avoid, and how to get started with your first out-of-state investment. By the end of this episode, you'll have a framework for successfully investing in markets outside your local area. Let's start with why out-of-state investing makes sense for cash flow. Reason 1, access to better cash flow opportunities. As we've discussed this week, cash flow opportunities are not evenly distributed across the country. Some markets offer much better rent-to-price ratios, lower operating expenses, and stronger cash flow potential than others. If you live in a market where cash flow is difficult to achieve, investing out of state allows you to access markets with better fundamentals. Reason 2, geographic diversification. Diversifying across multiple markets may help reduce exposure to risks associated with any single local economy or regulatory environment. If one market experiences economic challenges, your properties in other markets can provide stability. Reason 3, scalability. Many high cash flow markets have lower property prices. Lower acquisition costs may allow some investors to acquire additional properties with the same amount of capital, depending on financing and market conditions. Reason 4, market selection flexibility. Out-of-state investing allows you to be strategic about market selection based on fundamentals rather than being limited to your local area. You can choose markets based on population growth, job growth, landlord-friendly regulations, and other criteria we've discussed. Out-of-state investing requires different skills, systems, and risk management compared to local investing. Now let's talk about the challenges and risks of out-of-state investing. Challenge 1, distance and inability to visit easily. You can't easily drive by your properties, meet with contractors, or handle issues in person. This requires strong systems and reliable local teams. Challenge 2, limited local market knowledge. You don't have the same intuitive understanding of neighborhoods, school districts, traffic patterns, and local dynamics that you have in your home market. This makes market research and due diligence more critical. Challenge 3, dependence on your local team. Your success depends heavily on the quality and reliability of your property manager, real estate agent, contractors, and other team members. An ineffective property manager can significantly affect investment performance and create operational challenges. Challenge 4. Difficulty verifying information. It's harder to verify property condition, neighborhood quality, and market data when you're not physically present. You must rely more on others and develop systems for remote verification. Challenge 5. Time zone differences. If you're investing across multiple time zones, coordinating with your team and handling issues can be more complicated. Challenge 6. State-specific regulations and laws. Each state has different landlord-tenant laws, disclosure requirements, and regulatory environments. You need to understand the legal framework in each state where you invest. Challenge 7. Higher risk if systems fail. If your property manager quits, your contractor disappears, or other team members fail, you're not local to quickly resolve the situation. These challenges are manageable with proper systems, team building, and risk management, but they require careful attention. Now let's talk about how to select the right out-of-state market. Market selection is even more critical for out-of-state investing because you're making a long-term commitment to a market where you don't live. Selection criterion 1. Strong fundamentals. Use the criteria we've discussed this week. Population growth or stability. Job growth and economic diversity. Reasonable rent-to-price ratios. Landlord-friendly regulations. Manageable operating expenses. Selection criterion 2. Property management availability. This is absolutely critical for out-of-state investing. Research whether the market has multiple quality property management companies with good reputations. Look for markets with established property management industries, not markets where you'll struggle to find anyone to manage your properties. Selection criterion 3. Market size and liquidity. While tertiary markets may offer excellent cash flow, they can present additional challenges for out-of-state investors due to limited property management options and lower market liquidity. Many investors find that certain secondary markets may provide a balance between cash flow opportunities and professional management infrastructure. Selection criterion 4. Distance and accessibility. Consider how easily you can visit the market. Direct flights, reasonable driving distance, or other convenient access makes it easier to visit properties, meet your team, and handle issues. Some investors prefer to focus on markets within a certain distance or flight time from their home. Travel convenience should be balanced against investment fundamentals rather than serving as the primary selection criterion. Selection criterion 5. Personal connections or familiarity. Some investors start with markets where they have personal connections, previous experience, or familiarity. This can provide advantages in understanding the market and building your team. Selection criterion 6. Alignment with your investment strategy. Ensure the market aligns with your cash flow requirements, risk tolerance, and investment objectives. Market selection should be based on thorough research and alignment with investment criteria rather than convenience alone. Now let's talk about building your local team. Your local team is the foundation of successful out-of-state investing. The quality of your team will largely determine your success or failure. Team member 1. Property manager. This is your most critical team member for out-of-state investing. Your property manager handles day-to-day operations, tenant relations, maintenance coordination, rent collection, and property oversight. What to look for in a property manager? Experience managing properties similar to yours. Strong local market knowledge. Good communication and responsiveness. Solid systems for tenant screening, maintenance, and accounting. Property management fees vary by market, property type, and services provided. Good reputation and references from other investors. Licensed and insured. Technology platform for owner and tenant communication. How to find property managers? Ask other investors in the market for referrals. Search online for property management companies. Interview multiple companies before selecting one. Check reviews and references carefully. Ask detailed questions about their processes, systems, and experience. Red flags to watch for. Poor communication or slow response times during the interview process. Unwillingness to provide references. Lack of clear systems or processes. Fees that seem too good to be true. Pressure to use their in-house maintenance at inflated prices. Property management quality varies significantly, and selecting the right manager is critical to success. Team member 2, real estate agent. You need a local real estate agent who specializes in investment properties and understands investor needs. What to look for? Experience working with investors, not just retail buyers. Knowledge of investment-friendly neighborhoods. Ability to analyze deals and understand cash flow. Access to off-market deals or investor networks. Willingness to show multiple properties efficiently. Understanding of rental markets and property management. Your agent should be able to help you identify properties, analyze neighborhoods, coordinate inspections, and navigate the local market. Team member 3, inspector. A thorough property inspection is even more important when you're buying out of state. Find a reputable inspector who will provide detailed reports and photos. Consider asking your inspector to do a video walkthrough during the inspection so you can see the property in detail. Consider specialized inspections when appropriate based on property age, location, and condition. Team member 4, contractors and handymen. You'll need reliable contractors for repairs, renovations, and ongoing maintenance. Your property manager may have preferred vendors, but it's valuable to have backup options. Team member 5, insurance agent. Work with a local insurance agent who understands investment properties and can provide competitive quotes. Team member 6, attorney if needed. Some states or situations may require legal assistance for closings, evictions, or other matters. Team member 7, CPA or tax professional. Work with a tax professional who understands real estate investing and multi-state tax issues. Building a strong team takes time and effort, but it's essential for long-term success. Now let's talk about systems for managing properties remotely. System 1, communication systems. Establish clear communication protocols with your property manager. How often will you receive updates? What issues require your approval before action? What spending threshold requires your authorization? How will emergencies be handled? What reports will you receive and how often? Use technology to stay connected. Property management software with owner portals. Email and phone communication. Video calls for important discussions. Shared document storage for leases, invoices, and reports. System 2, financial tracking and reporting. Implement systems to track income and expenses for each property. Monthly financial statements from your property manager. Separate bank accounts for rental income and expenses. Accounting software to track performance. Regular reconciliation of statements. Annual tax preparation with proper documentation. System 3, property maintenance and inspection. Even with a property manager, maintain oversight. Annual property inspections, in person or via detailed photos, video. Regular maintenance schedules for HVAC, appliances, and systems. Documentation of all repairs and improvements. Approval process for major expenses. Reserve funds for unexpected repairs. System 4, tenant management. While your property manager handles day-to-day tenant relations, maintain awareness. Review tenant applications and screening reports. Understand lease terms and renewal processes. Monitor rent collection and any late payments. Review move-in and move-out inspection reports. Understand the eviction process in your state. System 5, document organization. Maintain organized records for each property. Purchase documents and closing statements. Property inspection reports. Leases and tenant applications. Maintenance and repair records. Financial statements and tax documents. Insurance policies and claims. Property management agreements. Good systems reduce stress, improve performance, and help you scale your portfolio. Now let's talk about visiting your out-of-state properties. While you can't visit as frequently as local properties, periodic visits are valuable. When to visit? Visit 1, before purchasing. If possible, visit the market before buying your first property. 2, tour neighborhoods and understand the market. Meet your property manager and other team members in person. View multiple properties to understand quality and pricing. Get a feel for the local market dynamics. Some investors successfully purchase sight unseen after thorough remote due diligence. But visiting first is ideal when possible. Visit 2, after purchase, optional. Some investors visit shortly after purchase to see the property, meet tenants if applicable, and ensure everything is as expected. Visit 3, annual or periodic inspections. Consider visiting annually or every 18 to 24 months too. Inspect property condition. Meet with your property manager. Drive neighborhoods to observe changes. Evaluate additional investment opportunities. Strengthen relationships with your team. Visit 4, when issues arise. If significant problems occur, property manager issues, major repairs, tenant disputes, visiting in person may be necessary. The frequency of visits depends on your comfort level, portfolio size, and team reliability. Now let's talk about common mistakes in out-of-state investing. Mistake 1. Skipping thorough market research. Some investors jump into out-of-state markets without adequate research because they're excited about cash flow opportunities. Take time to thoroughly research markets using the criteria we've discussed this week. Mistake 2. Choosing the wrong property manager. This is the most common and costly mistake in out-of-state investing. Interview multiple property managers, check references carefully, and don't rush this decision. An ineffective property manager can significantly affect investment performance and create operational challenges. Mistake 3. Buying in unfamiliar neighborhoods. Just because a property has a great price or rent-to-price ratio doesn't mean it's in a good neighborhood. Research neighborhood characteristics using multiple reputable data sources and local professionals. Mistake 4. Underestimating operating expenses. Operating expenses vary significantly by market. Don't assume expenses in your out-of-state market will match your local market or national averages. Research actual property taxes, insurance costs, and other expenses for the specific market. Mistake 5. Inadequate property inspection. Never skip the inspection when buying out-of-state. Get a thorough inspection with detailed photos and consider a video walkthrough. Consider specialized inspections when appropriate based on property age, location, and condition. Mistake 6. Over-leveraging or buying too many properties too quickly. Start with one or two properties in a new market to learn the dynamics before scaling up. Ensure you have adequate reserves for multiple properties. Mistake 7. Poor communication with your property manager. Establish clear expectations and communication protocols from the beginning. Don't be a micromanager, but don't be completely hands-off either. Find the right balance of oversight and trust. Mistake 8. Not understanding state-specific laws. Each state has different landlord-tenant laws, eviction processes, and regulations. Understand the legal framework before investing. Mistake 9. Ignoring red flags. If your property manager is unresponsive, your contractor keeps delaying work, or something doesn't feel right, address it immediately. Distance makes it tempting to ignore problems, but small issues become big problems if left unaddressed. Mistake 10. Buying in too many markets too quickly. While diversification is valuable, managing properties in too many different markets can become overwhelming. Consider focusing on one or two markets initially before expanding to additional markets. Now let's talk about how to get started with out-of-state investing. Step 1. Select your target market. Use the criteria we've discussed this week to identify one or two target markets. Research thoroughly using the data sources and methods we covered. Step 2. Build your team. Start building your local team, beginning with finding a quality property manager and real estate agent. Interview multiple candidates and check references carefully. Step 3. Visit the market if possible. If feasible, visit the market to tour neighborhoods, meet your team, and view properties. Step 4. Analyze properties. Work with your agent to identify properties that meet your investment criteria. Conduct thorough underwriting using the methods we discussed last week. Step 5. Conduct due diligence. Get thorough property inspections, verify rent estimates with your property manager, confirm operating expenses, and review all documentation carefully. Step 6. Purchase your first property. Start with one property to learn the market and test your systems. Step 7. Establish systems and communication. Set up your financial tracking, communication protocols, and management systems. Step 8. Monitor and learn. Pay close attention to your first property's performance. Learn from the experience and refine your systems. Step 9. Scale gradually. Once you're comfortable with your first property and confident in your team, consider adding additional properties in the same market. Step 10. Consider expanding to additional markets. After establishing success in one market, you may consider diversifying into additional markets. Starting slowly and learning from experience reduces risk and builds confidence. Now let's talk about technology tools for out-of-state investing. Technology has made remote property oversight significantly more practical, although it does not replace thorough due diligence or a strong local team. Tool Category 1. Property Management Software. Many property managers use software platforms like AppFolio, Buildium, or Rent Manager that provide owner portals. These platforms allow you to view financial statements and reports, see maintenance requests and work orders, review tenant information and lease details, access documents and photos, communicate with your property manager. Tool category 2, market research tools. Use online tools to research markets. Census.gov for demographic data, BLS.gov for employment data, Zillow, Realtor.com, Redfin for property prices, Rentometer, Zillow Rentals for rental rates, City-Data.com for neighborhood information, local news websites for market trends. Tool category 3, deal analysis tools. Use spreadsheets or software like DealCheck, REIWise, or BiggerPockets calculators to analyze properties remotely. Tool category 4, communication tools. Use video conferencing, Zoom, Google Meet, for face-to-face meetings with your team. Use shared document storage, Google Drive, Dropbox, for organizing documents. Tool category 5, virtual tour technology. Many agents now offer video tours or FaceTime walkthroughs of properties. Some properties have 3D virtual tours available. Technology makes remote investing more manageable, but doesn't replace the need for a strong local team. Now let's talk about CREI's approach to out-of-state investing. Our current investment strategy focuses on Texas, Alabama, and Louisiana, because we believe these markets align with our investment objectives and operational expertise. We've chosen to focus on these markets because they offer strong cash flow potential with reasonable rent-to-price ratios, landlord-friendly regulatory environments, favorable tax structures. Texas has no state income tax. Alabama and Louisiana have low property taxes. Growing or stable populations and economies. Established property management infrastructure. We've built deep expertise and strong teams in these specific markets rather than spreading across many markets. This focused approach allows us to develop deep local market knowledge, build strong relationships with property managers and other team members, understand neighborhood dynamics and market trends, provide better service to our investors, manage risk more effectively. For individual investors, a similar focused approach, selecting one or two markets and building deep expertise, often works better than trying to invest in many different markets simultaneously. Market focus should be based on individual investment objectives and available resources. Let me close with this. Out-of-state investing opens up opportunities to build a cash flow portfolio regardless of where you live. While it comes with unique challenges, distance, dependence on local teams, and limited local knowledge, these challenges can be managed with proper systems, team building, and risk management. The keys to successful out-of-state investing are selecting markets with strong fundamentals and good property management infrastructure, building a reliable local team, especially a quality property manager, implementing systems for communication, financial tracking, and property oversight, starting slowly with one or two properties to learn before scaling, maintaining appropriate oversight without micromanaging, understanding state-specific laws and regulations, visiting periodically to maintain relationships and inspect properties. Out-of-state investing requires more upfront work to establish systems and teams, but once those foundations are in place, it can be a highly effective way to build passive income and achieve your financial goals. If your local market doesn't align with your investment goals, evaluating opportunities in other markets may be worth considering after thorough research and due diligence. That wraps up this week's series on finding cash flow markets. Next week, we're diving into a new topic that's critical for long-term success: strategies for improving cash flow in properties you already own. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.